All right, happy Monday, everybody. I've gotten 3 phone calls today and a few messages on Facebook regarding this topic. So I guess it's everybody wants an answer for, and it's hindering apprehension, requesting identification, when somebody has to give you their ID, what you can do when they don't, all these different scenarios. I'm going to try to cover as much as I can in a few minutes here. For the new group members, we have a lot of people who just joined up. Hey, great to have you in the group. Appreciate it. Some of the New Jersey stuff we talk about here is New Jersey related. Specifically, I will try to be as clear as possible, but a lot of good tactics in these videos, and a lot of people will add a lot of good quality stuff in that you can learn from. So I don't think it's just a New Jersey only group, although this is a started by me. I was a former New Jersey police officer. Just want to let you know this is not a typical law enforcement group. We don't give a shit if it's your daughter's 14th birthday. Please do not post stupid shit. We will not put it up. We don't give a fuck if you have show me your Christmas lights. It's not the type of group it is. But it is encouraged if you have something of value to give to everybody in this group. Please go ahead and do so and post that stuff and we'll approve it. You guys don't see the stuff that we don't approve, but most people know the rules in this group. All good, man. We appreciate you all being here. And your brothers and sisters in blue in New Jersey and New York and the Connecticut and all across the country. We bleed blue as blue as it gets here. But let's talk about this hindering apprehension. It's probably going to apply for a lot of folks as well. Not just in this state. I imagine it's going to be the same thing everywhere. So the question is, I'm sorry, somebody just messaged me while I'm doing this video. So the question is when can I compel ID? When can I ask for it? If the guy's playing games, let me give you the first scenario. You stop a car. This is New Jersey specifically, but I imagine it has to be probably pretty similar along the same lines in your state as well. You stop a car, front seat passenger is not wearing a seatbelt. Can you compel him for identification? Of course you can when there's a issue somebody subject to motor vehicle summons. We'll use that a general broad description rather than using Title 39 for New Jersey. When they're subject to a motor vehicle summons, they have to provide identification to you. If they fail to comply to provide you information or identification, you can make an arrest for obstructing administration. A law, see State v. Pearlstein in New Jersey, but I'm sure there's several cases in your state. My advice to you is to find that case or whatever cases that dictate that. Look in your your state's case law records and whatever it may be to see if you can find how that applies and what says that you can do that. But I'm sure it's maybe in your legal code, your criminal code. Doubtful, but I'm sure there's some kind of case law that said you're allowed to do that. So yes, the guy wants to refuse credentials and he's subject to a summons, or the girl, they can be arrested for failure to provide documentation because they're subject to a summons. Now let's take the same situation. The person's not wearing their seatbelt. They don't have it on and they're giving you a fake name. You go back to your car, you're running the name through the MDT. Remember, there's a Title 39 violation present. You're running the car through the MDT, they're making sure your MDT, you're calling dispatch. They're a ghost. There's nothing you can do to find out who this person is. Okay, maybe it's time to place them under arrest. State versus Pearson, State v. Lark in New Jersey. This allows it when somebody is subject to a Title 39 violation and subject to a summons that they can be arrested and charged accordingly. What are we going to find usually is that the person will have a warrant for the arrest. But if not, the authority of Title 39 or your motor vehicle law is the authority that grants you to arrest the person and bring them into headquarters. It's the Title 39 that carries the authority. And that's also found in 39.525. Now, I'm not going to go into the case law, that I've done videos on it before. Let's say you stop the car and the guy is wearing his seatbelt, and you, as a mere inquiry in New Jersey under State versus Sirianni, and there's also in other states and federal Supreme Court law that you can certainly ask somebody for their identification without violating any laws. Now this person gives you a bullshit name or a fake name, but you have no hindering charges. You have no 2C. You have no Title 39 violation. You literally have somebody who is just giving you a bullshit name or just pulling your leg. And what can you do at this point? The answer to that is really nothing. Guys, well, what if you know the guy's lying to you? Or gives you a name and it comes back to somebody else. And the answer to that is let's say you bring somebody in. Let's say the guy gives you a bullshit name. He tells you his name is Joe Johnson. You run it. You see a Joe Johnson with the name and date of birth that he gave you. It's clearly not him. You're like, well, this guy probably has a warrant. But what if he doesn't have a warrant? What happens when you bring him back to headquarters and you run him and he's James Johnson and he was breaking your chops? What do you charge him with then? There is no violation. You have nothing else. You're merely a passenger in a motor vehicle that didn't have to provide you identification or their name and date of birth. What do you do then? It's the same as if you had nothing on him. Maybe it's just a strange looking dude. You stop, you jump out and you're like, hey, let's even take the strange part out for this video. you stop and you jump out of the car, like, hey man, I'm Officer so and so with this police department. How you doing? Shake the guy's hand. He's like, how you doing, Officer so and so? He's like, cool. He's like, can I have your ID? And he's like, nope, but I'll give you my name. And he gives you a fake name, and you know, he gives you a name, hey, I'm Joe Johnson, and you run him, and you're like, he's like, sir, there's nothing coming back on that. And he's like, cool. Have a great day, officer. Can you chase him and tackle him and put him on the street and cuff him? No, because there was no suspicious person call. They weren't shopping cars. There was no investigative detention. It was a mere inquiry. Different when you get a call about somebody and, you know, you have different circumstances and it's investigative detention, then you have something that you can charge with hindering, but not for just a mere inquiry. And when you have somebody in a car who's stopped and there's no criminal violations present, you have no reasonable suspicion. And I'll even redact a little bit of that. When they're wearing a seatbelt, you can always ask for ID, but it doesn't mean you can compel ID. And the answer is, if somebody says they're not giving you their ID and you have no reason to ask for it and you really don't, then you're just beat and you move on. We win a lot, but sometimes we lose. It's just the way, it's part of the game. It's how it works. So hopefully now let's, guys, a little trick of the trade while we still have it before the governor changes the laws on legalizing marijuana here in New Jersey. If you're smelling weed for the New Jersey guys, well, we have State versus George Myers. If the guy, you think the guy is playing games with you and he smells like marijuana, you can arrest him and charge him with under 50. Read George Myers. I'm not going to go into that for the purposes of this video, but you can read State versus George Myers 2015, which is an appellate court decision that has not been reversed by the Supreme Court of New Jersey, which says you can be arrested for the odor of marijuana. And there's several guys in here who and girls who have certainly employed this and use it to their advantage. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and arrest everybody who smells like weed. I'm saying under these circumstances, when somebody is there who you can't figure out who they are, but and they were wearing their seatbelt, but maybe they smell like weed, good tool to use to get them in and be able to try to fingerprint and find out who they are for real. Remember, if you pull, you can be charged with hindering for 2C and Title 39. So if you stop a car and a guy's wearing a seatbelt, or I'm sorry, and he's not wearing his seatbelt, and then he gives you a fake name and you come back and say, hey man, your name's not coming back. He's like, well, yeah, I gave you a fake name. I'll give you my real name now. They can be arrested and charged with hindering the apprehension of the Title 39 violation. You can charge for that as well. Hopefully this provided you guys some value today. Try to make it as clear as possible. It's a lot more interesting when I can have somebody give me a call and we can talk about this stuff. In case there's things that I don't go over, I'll think about it later on. I'm like, oh, shit, I should have said that in the video. So when we have live calls or people are posing questions, let me just pull up the group, see if anybody's posing a question regarding this topic. Somebody asked me about building reasonable suspicion, and the answer that what it comes down to again is you have to build probable cause to make an arrest, right? Building reasonable suspicion is not going to fly for an arrest. Like it can, it can't. There's just, you know, you gotta be careful. You know what you're doing. Cool, with the way to go, right? Let's see what he says. See somebody writing back to me. No, just one person saying great videos. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Guys, hopefully this provided you some value. If you need more clarity on this, shoot me the questions and I'll jump back on here and do a part two to this video. But for now, good luck. You can always ask for identification. State versus Sirianni. It's out of Belmar, New Jersey. I forgot what year it is. When they merely asked the guy for his ID and the court said it was okay. You can do that. You can check people when you get their ID under State v. Sloan. Running an NCIC check does not violate of a person, does not, without any reasonable suspicion or probable cause, does not violate the Fourth Amendment under the state or federal constitutions. It's just off the top of my head. You can certainly run people when they hit with warrants. They're yours. And here's the last thing I want to say. Like, maybe getting a little savvy with somebody. You have two people in a car, the front seat passenger is not wearing a seatbelt. Or in New Jersey, we know a rear seat passenger has to wear their seatbelt. Maybe separating people and begin to ask questions about who the other person is. I would even say you could even bluff people like, hey, the guy in the car, how long have you known him for? I've known him for 8 years. Okay, cool. I don't believe he's telling me who he is. I'm going to request that you tell me who he is, because if I find out he's not who he is, I know who you are now. And even if I don't get you tonight, I'll get you another day because I have your info. I'll have quite a bit of time to sign a complaint in New Jersey. It'll be 364 days because it's a disorderly person's offense for hindering the apprehension of another on a warrant per se, because it's contempt of court. If it was a murder, it'd be one degree less, right? We know that. You can bluff people into it. Hey, man, no sense in catching a charge. Now, you don't have to be that harsh. You can be arrested for hindering the apprehension of another. If you're lying about who he is and I find out, you will be subject to being arrested. And I'm not making that up. I will arrest you. Don't, you know, or I've always played the game like where if I got a little info about this guy, maybe I can try to pull up Facebook accounts. Guys, that cell phone is so important. You can really do a lot. Just get savvy, get sharp with your game, and you'll be able to find out who people are without having to dig super deep. Really, just get sharper with your game. Don't give up. And that's, I can't give you every trick to the trade. I can't be on, people are asking me to come out and go on motor vehicle stops with them. Like, you got to learn this stuff. I can't be out there for 7,000 people in a group. You know, this is the best way I can convey it to you guys. And we have a lot of really cool content coming out. Stay tuned. We got just such sharp shit. We just spent about 2 hours chipping up the 2 day class. And we're going to have a lot of short clips coming out for you guys. It's going to be really, really important, good, vital stuff. And for my haters out there, I always tell people the same thing. For every one person that doesn't agree with this stuff, 100 people find value. And literally, when I get these feedback from people in the group that it changed their lives or people are doing really great stuff. And we just had somebody write today, if you look in the group, that a female officer cited case law that she learned on here, and her case got pushed through. The judge accepted it, and there was a conviction. Had she not seen that, that person may have walked. That's what I do it for. All right. Everybody knows some haters towards this training, but of course, if I wasn't doing something good, we wouldn't have any haters. If I wasn't known, we wouldn't have any haters. So it is what it is. But I'll continue to provide value to everybody. And you just can't cut out the middleman. And I just speak the truth. So here you are. The middleman is the internet. There is no wall to protect you from me. And I'll give you guys 100% accurate information every single time. And it's always hard to try to translate this to somebody who doesn't, a coworker that doesn't understand what we're doing and what interdiction, what proactive police work is, because they think it's kind of strange. Doesn't mean it's incorrect. Just means there's a communication issue. And I don't begrudge anybody. And I'm willing to sit and discuss whatever I teach with anybody at any time they want. So good luck, guys. You need me, reach out anytime.